Oh my God, we're in the corner with Zach again.
I like being in the corner with Zach.
I really love being in the corner with Zach.
Oh.
I am Zach Schallheimer from Las Vegas, realtor, broker, coach, and I am actually Zach in New York City this time, as I am at Inman Connect in New York City.
Yeah.
This is January. Is it January?
It's January.
Yes,
It's the end of
January.
January. It's
And
been a
I
long
am with
January.
one of my fellow Inman ambassadors, Lindsay Schmidt.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Schmidt
Hello,
from Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. And we met like a year ago,
Exactly a year
exactly a
ago.
year
Yeah,
ago
at Inman
at
Connect, New
Inman
York.
Connect. And we've been referral partners and friends ever since. Tell them about a little bit about Inman Connect first and
So,
the ambassadorship so we know what we're doing.
yeah, so Inman Connect for me, I absolutely love it. I went to my first one solo in Vegas. And it's, I mean, it is an investment. And let me start over.
No,
It's an investment
it's
to get to Inman, but
okay.
I'm so glad that I did it because I just met so many great people that initially they just kicked off as
Right,
friends because we're
right.
all just
Yeah.
very like-minded. But it's been great for referrals. The ambassador program has been fantastic. We are here to help, initially like promote Inman, but during the conference, we're here to help facilitate connections. We're helping to point people in the right direction. We're just here to make everyone's experience better. And so, yeah, this is my second year on the team with you.
Same, same. We started
Yeah,
at the same
exact same
time,
time.
exact same time. And when I say that I've got referral partners and a network of professionals throughout the world,
Everywhere. Is this?
this is what we're
This is
talking
it.
about. And Lindsay also says the same as you do, the same as me. And
Absolutely.
we're not on vacation, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, we're having a
We're
great
having a great
time, but if you
time.
really enjoy what
Yes,
you do, you
you'll
should
always
have a
have a
good
great
time
time.
when you're
Exactly.
working.
Yeah. So when I connect with people at Inman and other conventions around the world, I am building that network for my people back home. And either they're, if you're buying and selling from into Nevada or outside of Nevada, I can get you connected to the people that you need to.
Absolutely.
Lindsay is one of those in Northern Virginia. And you are also, I mean, you do all sorts of real estate.
I do. I most of my
Mostly,
clients are
yes,
military and
military
veterans,
and
though.
veterans.
I'm former Army, and the bulk of my clients are that community as well.
Which is one of my specialties in Vegas, because I, as you are a military relocation professional, MRP. That's one of those many letters under my subject line in my email, which means that we took a course specifically about military relocation. And if you don't know why that's so important, you should take the course, because I didn't know either why it was so important. You've had the
Very niche.
experience in the
Yeah.
military, so you
Yeah.
know
Yeah.
all about it. But I didn't realize there were so many terms, acronyms,
A lot of
a
acronyms.
lot,
Yeah.
and just really delicate, challenging situations.
Very different challenges
Yes.
for military personnel that are relocating than there is for
It
civilians.
does. And when somebody comes to you, you want to speak their language. And that's, let's say, PCS. What?
Permanent change
Yes,
of station.
exactly. And you're getting that call. So you need to know that. And when you're placing someone or helping someone find what they need in the housing, in military, what I didn't actually know was that your income is
Oh,
determined
based on
by
your
your
rank.
rank. And that's something that we actually just can know. Like
Right. Yeah.
when you
You
tell
can look
your rank, you can
it
look it up.
up. Yeah.
So that actually helps us then with, because part of that placement is your income, of course. So that helps, determine that immediately. So there's a few key questions that we're trained to ask that others would not possibly know if they're not in the military or have had this course. So it's that was probably the most beneficial certification I've ever got.
It's an
I
eye-opener.
really loved it. Yes, I had
Yeah.
no idea. And you were in the service as military.
Army.
And could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was an interrogator, an Arabic
Hmm.
linguist, in the Army. I was in for 9 years. I deployed. I was in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Djibouti, which is East Africa, the Horn of Africa. It was a fantastic experience, and I continued with defense contracting for several years after that, and then found myself in real estate.
Amazing. And you got into real estate through investing.
I did. Yeah. So I never intended to be a realtor. And honestly, my first investment property was my very first home that I purchased when I was in the Army. It was a townhome in Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from. Real estate and investing were nowhere on my radar at that point. I just luckily randomly chose a home that ended up being a fantastic rental. So when I relocated to Northern Virginia, the DC area, I started renting it out and I saw like, I'm making money on this. And this is easy. It's passive. Yeah, I don't have to do anything for it. So I started then investing and purchasing properties specifically to be investments. And so up in Virginia, when I was still in defense contracting, I wanted to represent myself in investment properties in Virginia. So I got licensed. I started practicing part-time really just to learn the market. Yeah. And at that point, I was ready for a change. And I discovered like, I'm good at real estate and it was a viable exit strategy. So I've been doing it full time for a little over 7 years now.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that investment property. Was it perfect when you bought it?
Absolutely not. Nothing's ever perfect. You know, nothing's ever perfect. And specifically like with investments. Now, I mean, to be fair, some of the first investments that I bought, like I probably could have found something else that would have cash flowed better. Right. But the main thing is just get started. So, you know, I've only ever sold one property. I hold everything else. I sold one property and I did a 1031 exchange and I replaced it with three. So I was able to increase my portfolio because of that. And it was because I held it for 8 years. Someone else was building my equity while it was appreciating. And so I got to turn one property into three. Yes. So I'm a huge believer in real estate investing.
This is something I've been talking about a lot lately. I wrote a column, I believe, for Inman. Oliver Inman, as a lot of the folks that I get involved with, they're either in a state that they don't want to be in, or a place that they're afraid to be in. A lot of people are fleeing certain states right now. And I keep hearing this perfection mindset of like, I don't want to buy here because I hate it here. Yeah. I'm like, but you're renting where you hate and you're paying
100%
more
interest,
than
by the way. Yes, totally. Renting is 100% interest.
And if you just built that and went from there, you could then get the equity in your property to get out of the state that you hate or the area that you hate and get into the one that you love.
Yeah.
Because statistically, a lot of blue states are a little bit more expensive.
True.
And if you are in a red state and you feel trapped there, you can totally invest. And you just get the condo, get the one bedroom.
And you don't have to invest in the state that you're in.
No,
I mean,
true.
I got licensed in Virginia. I still don't own any investments in Virginia. I keep purchasing down south because it's cheaper and I can get more for my money down there. And so a lot of my clients are like, hey, I see that you do investing. I have no exposure to this. Like, it's can you school me up on it? And I say, you know what? Let me connect you with one of my agents in an area that is going to be more affordable. And so again, one of the reasons why I come to Inman is because I'm meeting people all over that I can refer my people out to.
And it's a great other, a totally other trajectory of that is if you've got the right specialist, an investment specialist.
They need to invest, be a specialist in that.
And they can give you those statistics of you're not even in that state.
Right.
But here's all the information. You can get a property that you can get a tenant in immediately. They have the facts and figures to make sure that yes, you will be able to attract
investment-minded
for that, and this is what you're going to make, and you know, you're still paying your mortgage or your rent in the state you hate, but you've just bought something in a state that you might love or want to move to,
and that you could move into later.
Absolutely. So it's always there's always a specialty that you need to tune into. I have, and you have, many specialists everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I definitely send my Virginia peeps to you.
I love it.
And definitely being in Las Vegas with Nellis Air Force Base, we've got a lot of military there. We have a lot of military relocation in and out of North Las Vegas. And working with them, it's so like rewarding too, to help alleviate the stress.
Yes.
Because this military stuff is not easy.
No, a PCS is not an enjoyable process.
You get a letter, you got to go.
Yeah.
And you know more about the logistics of it to get them to where they want to be, or do they need to be near the base or away from the base? Or is there, what's happening, you know?
It's also just like during the buying process. I mean, you want to make sure that you're putting someone, you know, in somewhere they can afford and somewhere that's going to make sense for their lifestyle and work. But actually going through the transaction process, there's just different challenges that the military faces. Like, for example, one that most people don't even realize, a lot of my clients work within the intelligence community and they're not allowed to have their cell phones during the day. Oh. So that's something that I talk to my lenders about. You know, when we're going into or submitting the offer, I'm like, hey, heads up, this person is going to be a little slower for turnaround time on documents and things like that. So just be aware that they may not be checking their email during the day and getting documents back to you. It may be that evening or the next morning before they're able to get stuff back to you. So just different things like that, that I'm able to like make sure that the team that I have in place, lenders, title, all of that, understand the situation so that the whole process just goes smoother.
And the spouse and the kids could be here.
Oh, yeah.
They might be in Afghanistan and only be able to call in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
And the whole faxing and the signings. And and signings and consulates.
I've had listings, you know, for people that are overseas. We never even had a face-to-face. I just had to work around their timeline. And, but I mean, luckily with technology now, we can do it. We can do it. You just have to be aware of to build that into the timeline.
Yes. And then there's VA benefits. Which are, I love the VA benefits, too. And there's still a stigma about VA benefits. Yeah. And I still hear listing agents say, oh, it's VA.
Yeah.
Like it's, and I guess somewhere like back in the day, it took a little longer, maybe. But I've not, I mean, 18 years in this business in Las Vegas, I've not, it's always been a good thing. VA has always been a good thing.
Yeah.
I've not seen a time where, oh my God, VA. So for some reason, it has this stigma around it that it takes longer.
Takes longer in the appraisal process. That's what most people are concerned about. To be fair, the only lender required repairs that I've had on an appraisal have been VA loans. And it's generally something that's a safety concern. Yeah. A lot of they're missing a handrail on the stairs. Like I can't tell you, but that's such an easy, easy fix. And so I think people are just, you know, they hear, oh, it's going to be a pain and I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. But they're solid buyers. They're really solid buyers. Well, also, but something for, you know, if there's anyone, no money down. One of the most amazing things that I love about this, because most people are aware that there is a, you know, no down payment requirement, but there's no mortgage insurance. So most like conventional loans, you need 20% or someone might be 10%, but you need a certain amount of equity before they remove that private mortgage insurance, which could be several hundred dollars per month. With the VA loan, even if you have zero down, no equity whatsoever, there's no mortgage insurance. So it's just, it's a fantastic benefit.
Yeah, I think maybe it's the fee part too. A lot of people,
the funding fee,
the sellers are going to have to pay a lot of fees, but there's not.
No, it's the same as any other transaction. And where I am, they're closing in 30 days. I've actually had some close in less than 30 days. You just, you got to work with a lender that understands it.
That's another part of the team.
Yeah. Exactly. So in Northern Virginia, we are so heavy on military and government. So there's the VA loan is just much more common there. And so most lenders are versed in it. But I've had some listing agents that are like, I'm not sure, this makes me uncomfortable. And I'm like, you know what? I can talk to you, but why don't I get my lender on the phone with you? And they can explain how streamlined and simple the process actually is. Mm-hmm. So just another benefit of like making sure your team is set up.
Exactly. Yeah. And also I've learned now a lot of veterans don't know when you're active, you still have your VA benefits.
Oh,
you don't have to be inactive.
You don't have to be a veteran. You can still be active.
I recently talked to someone and they said, no, I'm still active. I can't use it yet. Like, no, you can use it.
Yes, you can. And you should.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's always available to you. It's you've got to be an owner-occupant of the property. But if you do get that PCS.
Yeah, you can hang on to it. You don't have to sell it.
You do not have to sell it. You can turn it into an investment.
A rental property. So this is one of the things that I love about my area is that I work with, you know, a lot of first-time buyers. And they don't realize, you know, they're looking for their forever home. I'm like, this is not your forever home. No. Let's find something that you're going to be happy in. But are you open to being a landlord at some point? Are you open to owning an investment property? Because I'm like, let's look for something, like I said, that you're going to be happy in right now, but that can turn into a really good rental later. Like I was saying with my first property, I just like lucked out and got something that was a fantastic rental. But I specifically look for that now because I realize that most of the military and veterans that I know that are a little bit older, you know, my age, that are doing very, very well for themselves, they have homes in each of their duty stations because rather than renting, they purchased, they use the VA loan to purchase, they're already getting BAH to be able to cover some of that. BAH is basic allowance housing. And then, but they just, they hold them. And so they've built up this real estate investment portfolio simply by purchasing wherever they move. They weren't purchasing for investment properties, but they turned them into investment properties. So that's something that I talk to my clients about a lot is like, hey, let's look at something that's going to start building your portfolio. And for a lot of them, they're like, you know what, I never even thought about it, but like, this is such a great area. There's so much turnover that I've got several buyers, buyer clients that now they're just like, this is my first rental property. When I leave here, I've got my first property.
There's so many strategic things to be done. And when you're, when you need that investment minded help.
Yes.
That's why we do this. So, awesome. What do you like most about real estate?
The investment. I mean, yes, it's fun to like, you know, see a before and after. I love all of that. You know, let's get a good remodel and reno. But I really love it because of the opportunity to build wealth. I am like, I'm fortunate that that first one just happened and just kind of like kicked off a passion for it. But I've got, I have 5 properties now and they're all cash flowing. And even though I'm doing nothing with them, it's passive income, and it's passive income right now, but it's also building that equity so that when I do want to turn around and turn one into three again, you know, I can continue to do that. And so I love the wealth portion of it. And I love being able to talk to people, especially, you know, like younger people that just didn't even realize.
They don't know.
They think that's so far out of reach, you know, but I'm like, especially with the military, I'm like, you have such an opportunity with this loan, like take it.
You got the loan, you got the income.
Yep, do
it. It's set.
Yeah.
And that investment piece of that, I mean, remember, one into three, you turned one into
three. I turned three.
One into three. That's incredible.
Phenomenal.
Yes. And what else was I ask you?
What do we got?
Or somewhere else that was going with that. Oh, property management.
Oh,
Since you were in Virginia, you own a property in Alabama.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
So I actually still manage one. So that was the one that was my first primary residence. I personally manage myself. So I do hire an agent to lease it when I need to turn over tenants. But I've been fortunate enough that I'm like, I can still manage it. I have said, if it gets to the point where it's out of control or it's too much of a headache, I'll hire someone out. Right. But I've saved 11 years of management fees on that one. Yeah. Now, all of the other properties are professionally managed because I don't want to be a property manager. The point of this, now, I mean, there's definitely the profit margin is much higher if you're managing it yourself. But for me, I'm like, I want it to be passive.
There's so much more work.
Yes. I want it to be passive. I'm willing to pay for it to be passive. So one, I manage myself. The others are professionally managed.
But even for that one, you most likely have a team of, you know your handyman.
Exactly.
You know everybody
I've already got that down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where property management comes in, another part of the team.
Absolutely.
Especially, and I've got property, we both probably have property management all over the place.
Yeah.
And really good ones.
Yeah.
As property management is a sticky business.
Oh,
in general. That's why you don't want to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But to have that available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another piece of the puzzle.
Yep.
And that's what you're looking for in a realtor, is somebody who's got all the pieces of the puzzle.
Yep.
The whole pie. That they can help you with the investment, the strategies, the plan, lenders, mortgage, property management, handyman, rent collection, all the things.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about with the teams.
Exactly.
And we're not just out here having a good time, even though we're always having a good time.
We're having a good time.
But that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you're having a good time. Always.
Yeah.
Anything I didn't ask you that I should have asked you, or you would like to tell the people from the corner?
if you're thinking about using, real estate for investing, I know we're talking about the military piece, but just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
this,
like
this goes beyond that. Absolutely.
Just do it. So the first, that one house that I sold, that I was saying, it's the only one I've ever sold. It was the first one that I purchased purely as an investment. I could have found another property that would have cash flowed more. I was very green and I was like, hey, this actually did cash flow and it was still a good investment. Yeah. But if I had waited for perfection, then I would still be waiting right now. Yeah. So profit is better than, no profit. Yeah. And I held it for 8 years and now here I am.
Right. Yeah. It's like Barbara Corcoran repeatedly was saying, it's just get that piece,
just get
token.
Going.
You need the token. You need the negotiating chip.
Yes.
And whether it's not perfect, it's not in the area you want, it's not really fixed up well.
Yeah.
But if you get with the right agent that can advise you well, you can get something that will be able to be rented, taken care of.
Start building wealth, cash flow.
Build the wealth. And then you have that negotiating token that even if you don't want to be there, you can turn that one into three.
Exactly.
And one of those three might be the one that you want.
Yeah.
As while you make money from the rest of it. And then they're paying your
more someone else is building your equity.
Else, yes.
I love having other people building my wealth for
yes,
me.
Yes, that's
yeah. While I hang out in Vegas and in New York with my friends.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Where can we find you? Can we have any?
Yes. So I'm most active on Instagram. Okay. I am Living Free with Lindsay because I'm all about freedom, freedom of time, freedom of where I'm going to live.
Yes.
So Living Free with Lindsay on Instagram. I am on LinkedIn, Lindsay Schmidt, Facebook, Lindsay Schmidt. But I'm most active on Instagram.
Awesome. With the cutest dog ever.
Rummy, my girl Rummy. I miss her so much.
Hello. Pants.
Yeah, she her snow jams.
She has pajamas.
So okay, I do have to touch on that real fast because people are like, "Is your dog wearing pants?" I'm like, "Yes, but it's not because I'm trying to make her look cute. She has like her fur so long that they get ice balls for a minute, and so I put these little snow jams on her, and they look absurd, but they help. Yeah. But Rummy's my little sidekick, and she actually. Because I work primarily with like friends, if I'm going and doing showings and it's not super hot, Rummy comes with me. Yes. So like Rummy has been at closings, Rummy has been at showings and inspections. Sweet. I mean, I always ask my clients first, but they're always like, yes, bring Rummy. You know, she's such a sweetheart. So,
and I can attest, dog's got personality. I met her. She wants to wear those pants.
She does. She's got some sass.
This is not one of those dogs that are like, no, she would think, she'd be like, where are my pants?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. She likes to accessorize. Yeah.
Love it. Thank you for taking the time with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zach.
Tune in next time for who knows what from the corner.
That was fun.